Support for Rock Island Lions comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 25 years. Information is available at qcbt.com.
This is Roll Tweet on Rock Island. Try this out if you don't believe me. Ask a group of Rock Island senior citizens whether they would have preferred growing up in Eden or in Rock Island. And the answer 9 times out of 10 will be Rock Island, particularly if those senior citizens grew up in a neighborhood filled with home apple orchards. Eden might have been comfy, but there was only one apple tree in the whole place, and we're not even sure if it was tasty. Back before apple growers had to worry about shipping and keeping qualities, and color, size, and shape, the apple orchards along the Mississippi Valley provided a new apple variety every 2 weeks or so from threshing time in early July until the first hard freeze in November. A new Eden of flavor every few days. The first apple to ripen was usually the yellow transparent, good for sauce, and so tender it squashed if allowed to fall. Then came early harvest, more substantial, lasting until September when the wealthy and maiden blush ripened. Maiden blush with its flattened shape and dusky gold color with pink cheeks, the best apple pie of all times. By late September into October, beginning with Grimes Golden, so many apples ripened that it was hard to keep up. Even the names makes one's mouth water. Someone once made a poem up out of nothing but apple names. It began, Winesap, Northern Spy, Baldwin, York, and Willow Twig, Ben Davis, Greening, Russet, Pippin, Macintosh, and Jonathan, and so on for another 5 lines. Apples for pies, for sauces, for canning, for eating fresh. Any one of these might have been the apple in Eden. Genesis doesn't tell us. The only thing I'm certain of is it was not the snow apple. The snow apple, with its deep red skin and pure white flesh flecked with red streaks, crisp, juicy, and so sweet it was hard to save enough for pie. A Rock Islander once told me that no child who grew up with snow apples could ever be considered underprivileged. No Adam or Eve could be expected to resist such temptation.
Rock Island Lines is underwritten by the Illinois Humanities Council and Illinois Arts Council, a state agency, with additional funding from Humanities Iowa, the Iowa Arts Council, and Augustana College, Rock Island.